And so we make it to day 5, my dear lady. How's that resolve treating you? Still there? Well, I'm sure that that'll gradually erode. Sooner or later you'll give in. We both know this. Sooner or later, you'll come for me before you should. But let us move on to today's topic of conversation, then, dear lady. Let us move on to today's little exploration of sexuality. And I think today we are going to be looking at something a little bit more risque, something akin to what we were touching on yesterday. Something a little bit more natural and free. I think today we shall be talking about fucking in the wide open, in forests, and fields, and all the wild places where you can feel the breeze around you as you fucking take my cock. Very well. So today, dear lady, I'm going to imagine you, and I'm going to draw a picture of you in a short skirt. A short dress, perhaps. And us walking through a forest. Could you imagine the breeze just rustling in your hair, around your legs? Can you imagine the feeling of my body next to you, as you just feel my closeness? The crunching of leaves underfoot, my dear lady, as you feel my closeness and you feel my hunger. Because something tells me that I think it's something that you know too well. Something that you know a little bit. Too well. So, dear lady, I can imagine us pressing together as we walk, my lips slowly working their way down your neck, so I can kiss you softly as I stand behind you, my hands wrapped around your waist. And I can imagine the feeling of your body tense against me. That short skirt, barely a protection from what I'm going to do. And I can feel that body so pressed close to me, so trembling with need. Because I know just how badly you really need it. How hungry you are for it, like I am, dear lady. And I can imagine you pressing that ass against me, grinding it into me. I can imagine a soft moan escaping your lips as we walk. I can imagine us getting more ardent in our passion. My hands exploring you. I can imagine you wrapping your arms around my head. As you lean into me, as you start panting against me in need. And I can imagine us losing it, deciding that we have had enough. running off the beaten path, moving together to find somewhere more quiet. Somewhere we can explore each other without fear of being caught. Or at the very least, without too much fear of being caught. And I can imagine pressing you against me the same way that I already was, my hand creeping down and up your inner thigh. Imagine feeling you tremble against me as you do, as you feel me, as you feel my hand get ever so closer to that wet cunt, which is where I need to feel. Slowly working my way up your leg and lightly, ever so lightly brushing my hand up and down the lips of your cunt. I can imagine being surprised with the fact that you're not wearing any panties. But of course, knowing you, dear lady, I know how badly you need it, really. And I know this token resistance that you're showing me at the moment is merely that. Merely waiting for me to truly break you, and I will. I will. I can imagine slipping a finger, or perhaps even two, into you from behind as I push you against me, as I pull you against me. Biting down on your neck as you feel my hard cock grow slowly harder through my pants. Knowing where its eventual destination is going to be. And knowing quite intimately just how good it feels to be fucked by me, taken by me, and pounded by me until you scream. But alas, there would be no screaming today, dear lady. Unless I'm sure that the wood that we're going to be fucking in is very, very quiet. Unless I know that you're not going to get us caught as I come deep inside you. As you come all over my cock as we come together. I can imagine rubbing that cunt, fingering that cunt nice and deep and nice and slow as you moan against me, as you grind that fucking ass against my cock. As you grind me, feeling me getting harder and harder against you. Knowing exactly what we both fucking. And then, when I know that we're both at fucking fever pitch from how much we've toyed with each other, and how much we've fucking teased each other, pressing you against the nearest tree, and just fiddling with my fucking trousers, releasing my belt and getting my cock out. Oh, fuck. And just pulling that skirt up, pressing into you, filling you up against that tree. Oh, wrapping your legs around me as I support you with my hand on your ass. Oh, as I fucking. Oh, I feel you. Feel you fucking stretch around me as I feel you fucking taking me. Oh, yes, as I feel you fucking full of me. Oh, God, because you know how badly I fucking need this, dear lady. How badly I need you on my cock. And remember, you can have it as many times as you want once you've come for me. Yes, because I imagine... Oh, fucking you hard, pressed against that tree, taking you deep and pounding you. Oh, man, you fucking come all over my cock. Oh, making you come for me nice and hard as I do. Oh, I'm pounding into you, your fucking legs wrapped around me, your arms over my fucking shoulders, just... Oh, steepled together behind my head to give yourself some purchase as I... Oh, as I fuck into you. As I pound you up. Oh, as I fill you full of my cock and you come all over me. And then when I'm... Oh, unable to take any more, I'll lay a fucking blanket out next to us. And just to push you off that tree, pick you up and lower you onto the blanket. Oh, so that you can wrap your legs around me as you lie on the blanket amid a bed of crinkling leaves. The fucking sunlight spilling down onto us somewhere we joined. Oh, my hard fucking cock filling you up and stretching you out. You're lying there fucking already shaking in need and ecstasy. Shuddering underneath me as your hips buck into me, needing more, needing me to fuck you. And I will, dear lady, I fucking will. I will hold you there. I will kiss that neck and I will pound you. I will take you and I will fuck you harder and harder and harder. Till the fucking sound of our hips is echoing around the fucking forest. The sounds of us meeting together. Echoing. And I will pick up the pace, dear lady. Pick up the pace as I hold you there. As I pin your hands above your head. And I tell you. I fucking stare you in the eyes. And tell you that I need to come inside you. I need to fill you up. And I need to make you fucking come all over my cock. And as I do, I will come inside you, my dear lady. I will flood that cunt with my cum until you drip me as we walk back, as we walk home. As your fucking leg will be damp with the feeling of my cum. As I fucking take you. And I would get fucking deeper. I would get deeper inside you as I fuck you, as I take you, as I make you come. And then you would feel it, dear lady. You would feel my fucking hips shake and my thrust gets more and more uneven as my cock swells inside you. Oh, as you feel me ramming her home, as you feel me going over the edge, my orgasm ramming into yours. Oh, may you come with me as you feel my cock spray, squirt after fucking squirt, never ending in that cunt. As you're pinned underneath me, coming hard for me as I tell you to take my cum, dear lady. As I tell you how badly I need you to come on me as I fill you up. How madly I need to fucking fill you up as you come nice and hard. But I know you need it, dear lady. I know you need everything that I have to offer you. And the only thing that's stopping you from getting it is this token resistance, this obstinance that you're showing me, as cute as it is, as adorable as it is, dear lady. The thought that you won't break. Because you know just how badly I need it. I need you to come for me. And I need you to keep fucking coming until you can't. Until my cock is fucking gripped and squeezed and forced to come inside you again as you come for me. As you come for me, dear lady. Because I will make you sooner or later, lady. I can see it. I can smell it. I can smell your hunger and your need at this point, and it's only going to get so, so much worse, dear lady. So much worse. And yet, I can see you fighting me. I can see you trying to resist me, but you won't be able to forever, dear lady. Sooner or later, I will make you come, and I will take what's mine. And in the end, dear lady, I need you to come for me. I need you to come all over my cock and the fucking ideas that I'm giving you. Because they will all be yours. All you have to do is come for me. And you would be such a good girl in doing it.